Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the Chester Mystery Cycle, and we're at play 24, the Webster's Play
of Judgment.
Yes, the day of doom has come, where the good and the bad get judged, and everything comes to an end. As, indeed, does our initial work on the Chester Cycle. This has been over 6 years in the making, albeit with some massive gaps, so I'd like to thank everyone who has contributed over the years. The complete archive is on the podcast. There's a handy playlist, and all the episodes are also on the website on their own page. There's a lot of work yet to do with some of these. There are full cast audio versions of the first two plays, and we will come back every so often to do more. It is never truly the end. This is just part of the journey. You can go to the show notes to find a nice accessible online version of the text to follow as you listen at your leisure. And here is the first stab at getting into the play. This was workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare irregulars on a dull Saturday morning in the autumn of 2018. There are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. More fulsome audio versions of all these exploring session plays one day will be released. And as we'll be recording a proper version of this anon, please share your thoughts or suggestions about where we go from here. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse either on our Patreon page by joining us or on Twitter at Beyond Shakes. The irregulars were Liz Cole, Richard Fawcett, Mark Scanlon, and Alan Scott. And I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is play 24 of the Chester Mystery Cycle. Don't have nightmares.
Play 24.
Yeah, this is the end of the world. So this one is very speechy, lots of random speeches, so I think we can sort of do it relatively well. So, first little section is God and the angels, then we have various saved souls, then we have various damned souls, and everyone basically makes speeches. So it's you know, we can work through a certain percentage of this, and then when Jesus arrives, I think we can stop, and that'll get us done by the end of the session. Okay. So play 24, the Webster's play. The end of the world. I'll be God, Angel 1, Angel 2, and then...
Fine.
Because then you'll be the Pope, good Pope. I'll be the good Emperor. I can be a good King, and then you can be a good Queen. Now, I don't know if this first line is actually spoken, because it is sort of implied, but I'm going to say it anyway. Ego sum alpha et omega, I primus et nuvisimus. I, God, greatest of degree, in whom beginning none may be, that I am peerless of paucity, apertly shall be proved. In my Godhead are persons three, may none in fay from other be, yet sovereign might that is in me may justly be moved. It is full your, sith I be hight, to make a reckoning of the right. Now to that doom I will me dight, that dead shall duly dread.
Duly dread.
That dead shall duly dread. Therefore, my angels fair and bright, look that ye wake each worldly wight, that I may see all in my sight, that I blood forth can bleed. Show you my cross apertly here, crown of thorns, sponge and spear, and nails to them that wanted never to come to this annoy. And what weed for them I wear, upon my body now I bear. The most stoutest this sight shall stare, that standeth by street or sty.
Lord, that madest through thy might, heaven and earth, day and night, without distance we be dight, your bidding for to done. And for to wake each worldly wight, I shall be ready, and that in height, that they shall show them in thy sight. Thou shalt see, Lord, full soon.
Take we our beams and fast blow, all mankind shall them know. Good accounts that now can show, soon it shall be seen. That have done well in their living, they shall have joy without ending. That evil have done without amending, shall ever have sorrow and teen.
Then the angels blow trumpets, and the various good people come out of the graves first. So can we have... We start with a Pope, then we follow with an Emperor.
Ah, Lord, mercy now ask we, that died for us on the rude tree. It is 300 years and 3 since I was put in grave. Now through thy might and thy posty, thy beams hath blast hath raised me, in flesh and blood as now I see, my judgment for to have. while that I lived in flesh and blood, thy great Godhead that is so good, nay, knew I never, but ever was wood, worships for to win. The wits, Lord, thou sent to me, has been to come to great degree, the highest office under thee, in earth thou puttest me in. Thou grantest me, Lord, through thy grace, Peter's power and his place. Yet I was blent, alas, alas, I did not thine assent, but my fleshly will that wicked was, the which raised now thou hast, I forthered, Lord, before thy face, shall take his judgment. When I in earth was at my will, this world me blent both loud and still, but thy commandment to fulfil, I was full negligent. But purged it is with pains ill, in purgatory that sore can grill, yet thy grace I hope to come till, after my great torment. And yet, Lord, I must dread thee, for my great sin when I thee see, for thou art most in majesty, and mercy now I call. The pains that I have long in be, as hard as hell, save hope of thee, again to go never suffer me, for aught that may befall.
Lovely. So that was... It's interesting that though they're saved, they all have erred at some point. You know,
it's faultless.
So there is this nice little sense of, you know, anyone can be saved, but obviously you have to go through the correct procedure. Next example coming up, an emperor.
Our Lord and Sovereign Saviour, that living put me to honour and made me king and emperor, highest of kith and kin, my flesh that fallen was the flower, thou hast restored in this star, and with pains of great languor, cleanse me of my sin. In purgatory my soul hath been 1,000 years in woe and teen, and now is no sin upon me seen, for purged I am of pine. Through that I to sin were bane and bound, and covered riches and renowned, yet at the last contrition hath made me one of thine. As hard pains I dare well say, in purgatory are night and day, as are in hell, save by and on way that one hath an end. Worship be thou, high justice, that hath me made in flesh to rise, for what I well, those that I have been wise, shall come unto thy wealth. Grant me, Lord, a monk's mow, that purged am of sin and woe, that on thy right hand that I may go to that everlasting health.
Okay, so that was the emperor, and we go slightly down the sliding scale to a king. I'll ask you to do that. There are fewer saved people than there are damned people, so that's why I'm holding you, myself in reserve for the moment. So, and you'll be the queen to follow, so king and then followed by queen. There is a certain conventionality that happens in regards to what the way they fall and the way they are saved.
Pope, emperor, king, queen, yes.
Yeah, and then there's more damned. Yeah. But they.
Our Lord of Lord and King of Kings, and informer of all things, thy power, Lord, spreads and springs, as soothly here is seen. After Baal, boot thou brings, and after teen, tidings, to all that ever thy name's mings, and buxom to thee been. While I was lord of land and lead, in purple and in rich weed, methought to thee I had no need, so wrong the world me willed. Though thou for me thy blood can sheed, yet in my heart more can I heed, my flesh to further and to feed, but the soul was ever beguiled. My foul body through sin blent, that rotten was and all to rent, through thy might, Lord Omnipotent, raised and whole it is. My soul that is in Baal's brent, to my body thou hast now sent, to take before the judgment of that I have done amiss. But Lord, though I was sinful I, contrition yet at my last day, and alms deeds that I did I, hath holpen me from hell. But well I wot that ilke way, that Abraham went wind I may, for I am purged to thy pay, with thee evermore to dwell.
Peerless prince of most posty, that after languor sendeth thee, that now in body has raised me from fire to rest and row, my flesh that as flower can flee, and powder was, though thy pity together has brought now as now I see the soul and body too. While I in earth rich can go, in soft sandal and silk or so, velvet also that wrought me woe, and all such other weeds that might excite lechery, peerless and precious peri, against thy bidding use I, and other wicked deeds. Neither prayed I, nay fast, armed, save alms deeds, if any passed, and great repentance at the last hath gotten me to my grace, that savoured I hope fully to be, for perjured sins that were in me, thy last doom may I not flee to come before thy face. After purgatory pains, from me thy lordship now nay lanes, to warn my doom nay me nay gains. Though I were never so great, sith I have suffered woe and teen in purgatory long to been, I never my sin on me be seen, but Lord, thou it forget.
Okay, so that's the good people. We will follow exactly the same system for the bad people, who will say very similar speeches, but in the reverse fashion. However, we do have two additional damned people, so we will have, again, Pope, Emperor, King, Queen, Queen of the Damned, always nice. I'll read in the Justice, who is damned, and then, Alan, if you do the Merchant, who is damned, and then we'll get to Jesus, which will be lovely. So we're all damned, doomed,
damned. What's it
doing for me? So wait, I'm doing, because they're chunky old speeches.
They are, and it doesn't half go on this one, doesn't it? Oh, a blue pencil on this play is definitely for the, on the cards.
Alas, 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 alas! Now I am worse than ever I was. My body the soul again has, that long has been in hell. Together they be, now is no grace. Defiled they be before thy face, and after my death here in this place, in pain ever to dwell. Now bootless it is to ask mercy, for living highest on earth was I, and cunning, close in clergy, but covetousness did me chair. Also silver and simony made me pope unworthy, that burns me now full bitterly, for of bliss I am full bare. Alas, why spend I wrong my wit in covetousness my heart to knit? Heart and what, now I feel it, hell holds me right here. My body burns every bit, of sorrow must I never be shut, me to save from hell pit, now helpeth no prayer. Of all the souls in Christianity that damned were while I had degree, now given account, behoveth me, through my lashes forlorn, also damned now must I be, till comp befalls, or else to flee. Make me death, I conjure thee, as I had never been born.
Alas, now stared I am in this stour. Alas, no fallen is my flower. Alas, for sin no succour. No silver made me save. Alas, that I was ever emperor. Alas, that ever I had town or tower. Alas, I buy hard my honour. Hell pains for it I have. Alas, why in world was I where? Alas, that ever my mother me bare. Alas, there is no gain share. Escape me not. I not this chance. Alas, do evil, who is that dare to threat no more, no more care? For to pain we ordained are, ever without deliverance. Now is manslaughter upon me seen, now covetousness makes my care as keen. Now wrong working without and ween, that I in world have wrought. Now traitorous turn do me teen, and false dooms, all by dean, in gluttony have I in been, that now dear be bought. Now know I what I did by wrong, and eke my lever, living long. Falsehood to hell makes me to fong, in fire ever foul to fare. Misgotten money I mixed among, now is me yielded to hell thong. Why were I not dead, as is the dong, for dole I droop and dare?
Alas! Unliking is my lot, my will is gone, of woe I wot, my sin is seen, I was a sot, of sorrow now may I sing. To hell pain that is so hot, for my misdeed, now wend I mot. Alas, that I had been sheep or goat when I was crowned king. When I was in my majesty, sovereign of shire and of city, never did I good in no degree, through me was any grace. A poor had I never pity, sore ne sick would I never see. Now I have languor, and they have lee. Alas, alas, alas! Wrong ever I wrought to each right, for pennies poor in pain I paid. Religion I reaved against the right, that keenly now I know. Lechery I held but light, in covetousness my heart was clight. One good deed in God's sight, now have I not to show.
Alas, alas, now am I lorn, alas, with teen now am I to torn. Alas, that ever I was woman born, this bitter bale to abide. I made my moan both even and morn, for fear to come Jesu beforn, that crowned for me was with thorn, and thrust into the side. Alas, that I was woman wrought, alas, why God made me of naught, and with his precious blood me bought, to work against his will. Of lechery I never wrought, but ever to that sin I sought, of that filth in deed and thought, never I had my fill. Fie on pearls, fie on pride, fie on gown, fie on guide, fie on hue, fie on hide. These harren me to hell. Against this chance I may not chide, this bitter bale I must abide. Yea, woe and teen I suffer this tide, no living tongue may tell. I, that so seemly was in sight, where is my blee that is so bright? Where is baron, where is knight, for me to sledge the law? Where in world is any wight, that for my fairness now will fight? Or from this death I am to dight, that dare me heathen draw?
Alas, of sorrow now is my sore. Alas, for hell I am in awe. My flesh as flower that all to floor. Now tides are fearly fit. Alas, that ever I learned a law. For suffer I must many a hard thraw. For the devil now will me draw aright even into his pit. Alas, while that I lived in land, wrong to work I would not wand, but false causes took in hand, and much woe did also. When I sought silver or rich sound of barren burgess for a bound, his moot to further I would found, were it never so false. Now is the devil ready, I see, his moot to further against me, for the judge of such posty that me will not avail. Heart and thought both knoweth he, though I would lie no boot will be. Alas, this hard fit to flee, ruefully I must fail. All my life ever I was bound to trouble poor in tower and town, pair holy church possession, and sharply them to shend, to writhe and rob religion, that was all my devotion. Therefore me tides damnation and pain without an end.
Alas, alas, now woe is me! My foul body that rotten hath be, and soul together now I see, all stinketh full of sin. Alas, merchandise marreth me, and purchasing of land and fee, in hell pain evermore to be, and bale that never shall blin. Alas, in world fervent was I, to purchase lands false lie, poor men I did such annoy, and made them the land to sell. But when I died wittily, all that had mine enemy, both body and soul damned thereby, ever to the pain of hell. Yet might not false purchase suffice, but oft I dealed with merchandise, for there methought winning would rise. I used it many a year. Oft I set upon false assize, raving poor with laying mise, falsely by God and Saint Heis. 1,000 siths I swear, a cur I used wilfully, one I never so much thereby, to holy church never tithed I, for me thought that was lorn. Why made thou me lord of naught? Why? To work in world so wickedly, and now burn in the devil's belly. Alas, that ever I was born!
Should have done a running counter on a lassies, shouldn't they? There were a lot of a lasses there. We come to the next coup de théâtre, so we've got Jesus descending like a cloud, if possible, if I've translated that correctly. Then you've got various angels with the various props from his past, so, you know, a crown of thorns, you know, all those memorabilia that he's always delighted to see again. I have to say, you know, I like to give the player the benefit of the doubt, but by God, that does not go on. It's like you've thought you've got the system with the good people, and then they add two additional bad people, and it's like, couldn't we... Strange, I don't know why. Have we lost two good people? Did they just weren't available 1 year? Did they need to reduce the... I don't know. Anyway, letters. I think we can probably just about finish this one. I think if you just remember who you were in the saved good and bad, and
so,
I will
so
try...
So we're going to skip the Jesus one?
No, Jesus. I'll do Jesus. You good and evil that here be lent, here you come to your judgment. If you wist thereto, it would appent, and in what manner... But all mine, as I have meant, prophets, patriarchs here present, must know my doom with good intent, therefore I am now here. But you shall hear and see express, I do to you all right wiseness, lovesome deeds more and less, I will rehearse now here. Of earth through me made man thou was, and put in place of great cleanness, from which thou fast, through wickedness, away thou waved were. When thou had done this trespass, yet waited I which way best was thee to recover in this case into my company. How might I do thee more grace than that self-kind that thou hast? Take here now in this place, appeareth apertly. After death on the rude tree and my bloodshed, as thou mayst see, to prive the devil of his paucity and win that was away. The which blood, behold ye, flesh holden till now I would should be, for certain points that liked me, of which I will now say. One cause was this, certainly, that to my Father Almighty, at my ascension offer might I this blood, praying a boon, that he of you should have mercy, and more gracious be thereby, when you had sinned horribly, not taking vengeance too soon. Also I would, as anti-Semitism alert, also I would, without and weir, this blood should now be showed here, that the Jews did in this manner, might know apertly, how unkindly they them bear. Behold on me, and you may leer, whether I be God in full power, or else man only. Also my blood now showed is, that good thereby may have bliss, that avoided wickedness erewis, and ever good works wrought. And evil also that did amiss must have great sorrow in sight of this, that lost that joy that was his, that him on rude bought. Yet for all this great torment that I suffered here while I was lent, the more I spared in your intent, I am not as I feel, for my body is all torment, with oaths false alway fervent, no limb on me, but it is hent from head right to the heel. Now that you shall apertly see fresh blood bleed man for thee, good to joy and full greatly, the evil to damnation. Behold now all men on me, and see my blood fresh outflee, that I bled on rude tree for your salvation. How durst you ever do amiss when you bethought you of this? That I bleed to bring you to bliss, and suffered such woe. Me you must not whity wis, though I do now as right is. Therefore each man reckon his, for righteousness must go. Any questions?
Our Lord, though I lived in sin, in purgatory I have been in, suffer my bale for to blin, and bring me to this bliss.
Yea, Lord, and therein have I be more than 300 years and three. Now I am clean, forsake not me, although I did amiss.
Lord, receive me to thy grace, that pain hath suffered in this place. Though I foul and wicked was, washing it away.
And I, Lord, to thee cry and call, thine own Christian and thy thrall, that of my sins purged all. Of thy joy I thee pray.
Come hither to me, my darlings dear, that blessed in world always were. Take my realm all in fear that for you ordained is. For while I was on earth here, you gave me meat in good manner. Therefore in heaven bliss clear you shall ever leng, Iwis. In great thirst you gave me drink, when I was naked also clothing. And when me needed harbouring, you harboured me in cold. And other deeds to my liking you did on earth there living. Therefore you shall be quit that thing in heaven an hundredth fold.
Lord, on this can I not min, earth when I was dwelling in, thee in mischief or any unwin, to show thee such a will?
No, sickly, I have no mind that ever to thee I was so kind, for there might thee I never thee find such kindness to fulfil.
Yes, forsooth, my friends dear, such as poor and naked were, you clad and fed them both in fear, and harboured them also. Such as were also in great danger, in hard prison in earth here, you visited them in meek manner, all men in such woe. Therefore, as I you e'er told, you shall be quit an hundredfold, in my bliss be you bold, evermore you shall be. There neither hunger is, ne cold, but all things as yourselves would, everlasting joy to young and old, that in earth pleased me. Therefore, my angels, go you anon, and twin my chosen every one, for them that have been my phone, and bring them into bliss. On my right hand they shall be set, for so full yore I then behet, when they did withouten let my bidding not amiss. And the angels say,
Lord, we shall never blend till we have brought them bliss within, those souls that have been withouten sin, full soon, as you shall see.
And I know them well afine, which bodies, Lord, that have been nine. They shall have joy withouten pine, and they the never ended shall be.
And the good are all taken down, up into heaven. As the angels sing, rejoice too in the Lord, the Saviour of the world, my Lord. Now we have a convocation of demons who arrive, who want to take the damned away, and they basically challenge God to stick to his promise and give the bad to Satan. So first demon, second demon, please. It's quite a couple of naughty speeches, but they're quite fun. Give them a crack.
Ah, righteous judge and most of might, that there art set to doom the right. Mercy thou wast, now is great, to save these men from pine. Do as thou hast your behight, these that be sinful in thy sight, to reckon their deeds, I am dight, to prove these men for mine. Judge this Pope mine in this place, that worthy is for his trespass, and ought to be thine through grace. Through sin is common my hine. A Christian man, I wot he was, knew good from evil in each case, but my commandment done he has, and ever forsaken thine. Through mercy he should be thine, but mine through wretchedness and sin, thine through passion that thou was in, and mine through temptation. To me obedient he was and thy commandment put away. Thou righteous judge, therefore I pray, deem him to my prison. This emperor also that standeth by, I hold him mine full wittily, that held him ever in heresy, and leaveth not on thy law. Therefore I tell thee verament, mine he is without judgment. Thou said when thou on earth went, that leaveth not it were. This king and queen would never know, poor men, them arms to show. Therefore put them all from yo that stand before thy face. And I shall lead them till a low, where fire shall burn, though no man blow. I have tied them upon a row, they shall never pass that place.
Nay, I will speak with him this, that sitteth on high justice, and if I see he be righteous, soon I will assay. And either he shall, forsooth he wis, to forsake that of him written is, or these men that have done amiss, deem them us today. These words, God, thou said express, as Matthew thereof bared witness, that right as man's deeds was, Yeldon he should be. And lest thou forget, good man, I shall mend thee upon. For speak Latin well I can, and thou that soon shall see. Therefore, righteous if thou be, these men are mine, as mote I thee. For one good deed here before thee have they not to show. If there be any, say on, let's see. If there be none, deem them to me. Or else thou art as false as we, all men shall know.
Yea, this thou said verament, that when thou came to judgment, thy angels from thee should be sent to part the evil from the good, and put them into great torment, where reaming and grinning were for fervent, which words to clerks here present, I will rehearse by the rude. Therefore, deliver these men hence, and as I broke my pen, I shall make them to grin, and ruthfully to redict to ream. And in as what a chimney, as is ordained for me, baked all shall they be, in bitter bale to bren. This popelard pope here present, with covetousness was I full bent. This emperor also verament, to all sin did incline. This king also, all righteous men shent, damned them through false judgment, and died so without amendment. Therefore I hold him mine. This queen, while she was living here, spared never sin in no manner, and all that might, by Mahood so dear, excite her lechery. She used men's heart to stir, and therefore fully ordained her. Therefore she hath lost her lure. Heaven bliss, right as did I.
Lo, you men that wicked have been, what Satan saith you hear and seen, righteous doom may you not fleen, for grace is put away. When time of grace was enduring, to seek it you had no liking. Therefore must I, for anything, do righteousness today. And through my sweet mother dear, and all the saints that ever were, prayed for you right now here, all it were too late. No grace may go through their prayer, then righteousness had no power. Therefore go to the fire in fear, their pains none other grace. When I was hungry and thirsty both, and naked was, you would not me clothe. Also sick and in great woe, you would not visit me. Nor yet in prison to me come, nor of your meat to give me some, nor me to your harbour numb. Never yet in will were ye.
When wast thou naked or harbourless, hungry, thirsty, or in sickness? Either in any prison was? We saw thee never a good.
Had we thee hungry or thirsty seen, naked, sick, or in prison been, harbourless or in any teen, would have harboured thee, we would.
So yes, the Pope and the Emperor replied there. Nay, when you saw the least of mine that on earth suffered pine, with your riches you would not them rhine, nay, fulfil my desire. And sith you would nothing incline for to help my poor hind, to me your love it was not fine, therefore go to the fire.
Ah, Sir Judge, this goeth aright, Mahood much of might. You be mine each wight, ever to live in woe. A doleful death to you is dight. For such hire are you behight, when you served me but day and night, to be rewarded so. Go we forth to hell in high, without end there shall you lie, for you have lost, right as did I, the bliss that lasteth ever. Judged you to be my belly, there endless sorries and nigh. One thing I tell you truly, delivered been you never.
Nay, master, forget not these thieves too, for by Mahound they shall not go. Their deeds, lord, amongst mo, soon I can them spy. This justice, lord, was ever thy foe, but falsehood to further he was ever throw. Therefore doom him to sorrow and woe, for he is full worthy. This merchant also that standeth here, he's mine withouten were, for oft time he forswear as deeds be in my sack. An accor also used he, that my pouch is so heavy, I swear by Mahmood so free, it well nigh breaks my neck.
Lovely. It's quite a fun little section. It's just still too long. It ends with the four Four evangelists. So demons drag out the damned. Let's have a little woe for the woe for them.
Woe, 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 and thrice woe.
Okay. We'll just sort of work our way along. I'll do Matthew, Mark, Lucas, and I'll finish with John. I, Matthew, of this bear witness, for in my gospel I wrote express this that my Lord of his goodness hath rehearsed here. And by me all were warned before to save their souls evermore, that now through liking they been law and damned to fire in fear.
I, Mark, now apertly say that warned they were by many a way their living how they should array, heaven blessed to recover. So that excuse them they may, that they have been worthy in good faith to suffer the doom given today and damned to be forever.
And I, Luke, on earth living, my Lord's works in everything, I wrote and taught through my conning that all men know might. Therefore, I say, forsoothy wis, excusation none there is. Against my talking they did amiss. This doom, it goeth right.
And I, John the Evangelist, bear witness of things that I wist, to which they might full well have tryst, and not have done amiss. And all that ever my Lord said here, I wrote it in my mannere. Therefore, excuse you, withouten weir, I may not well ewis.
Fini.
The end.
That's the end of the cycle.
That's the end of the cycle. That's how it all ends. Not with the word of God, not with just the four evangelists just popping in after what is probably saved by a lot of action. You know, there's a lot of damned crawling and...
Yeah,
I like the demons at the end, but it's a bit too little too late for my tastes. They make a good argument.
The devil's got all the best lines.
They always do.
Don't get a fair amount of screen time.
No. I mean, it's that thing, they come in, you say, you made a deal, we could have the damned. Are you going to stick to it? Yes, I am. You can have them. Poke them with hot pokers for all eternity. So, yeah.